Well, here we go. Great minds think alike, because I thought of calling my friend Michael Forsyth to find out what they were doing tied in with all of the celebration that's happening here in Detroit this week, and leave it to Marie Osborne to think of this and get right on it. Thousands of local businesses are beginning to file into the city, and many local businesses will have specials out this week to honor the NFL draft. Some of them are underway already. Among them, the award-winning Detroit City Distillery, with Michael Forsyth and I think seven or eight friends that started this distillery a while ago. Used to have them on the morning show all the time, and I've lost track of them. We're going to have to reconnect, and we're doing that right now with our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne.
Hi, Paul. So the Detroit Distillery wanted to step up with some activities for fans as they're right on Gratiot by Ford Field. DCD spokesperson Ryan Kozlowski says they are offering special tours of the whiskey factory this entire week starting tomorrow.
Fan favorite of ours, where we candlelight the upstairs of the whiskey factory. And we'll be streaming the second round of the NFL draft on Friday. And there's three seatings of that, one at 5, one at 7, and one at 9 p.m. And each one of those tickets to the cocktail lounge actually comes with that collectible Blue Roar cocktail that I was talking about earlier.
We'll talk about that Blue Roar in just a second. So the factory is housed in the historic former Stroh Ice Cream Factory. The DCD is also doing a bar takeover at the Foundation Hotel. Evenings from Tuesday to Friday, they're going to have special cocktails mixed by the experts. On Friday, DCD will host three separate seatings at the Factory Cocktail Lounge, so you can enjoy a cocktail while watching the NFL Draft live stream. The distillery's bar tasting room on Ryopel also open, live streaming the NFL Draft. And Kozlowski says the distillery staff have been aware that many fans are going to be coming from nearby to enjoy everything.
I think with the NFL draft and the just the fan bases that are all around the Midwest, we think about, you know, Wisconsin, Ohio, New York. Like, there's so many drivable cities close to Detroit. Like, it'll be a chance for us to, again, like, kind of give a little bit of Detroit for them to take home.
Now, Paul, we were going to do the story focused on this Blue Roar cocktail that they came up with for this event, for the draft. They're sold out.
Already?
They sold out over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
So this beautiful limited edition, it's a tropical blue bottled cocktail, they're sold out. But
well, let me tell you this. These kids, and it's eight childhood friends that started this small distillery, and they make alcohol the old-fashioned way. They create small batch, there you go, sold out, small batch artisanal whiskey, gin, vodka, using the finest local ingredients sourced directly from farms near their distillery.
Right.
And, of course, the tasting room there, the Ryopel, and near Eastern Market and all of that, they have Punschke vodka. We've featured this before on the morning show. Punschke vodka, homegrown rye, railroad and peacemaker gin, butcher's cut bourbon, bloodline whiskey, gilded age vodka, and summer rum. Now, that's the last time I talked to Michael Forsyth, which was, unfortunately, could be a year ago. And we need to catch up with him because I bet they have a bunch of new product. I'm so glad you found them. How did they come to your attention?
Well, I have my sources, Paul, and they cannot be divulged. I have a long connection to this distillery. They helped the Plaid Pig Foundation out for
nice.
Us.
How so am I not surprised?
They came out with a special bottle of bourbon for the Plaid Pig Scholarship Fund in honor of my late son. And they were so, I can't begin to tell you how generous they were with us and this bourbon that they came up with. And, you know, I've talked to you about this before. During the pandemic, at the very beginning of the pandemic, they obviously couldn't make the booze because they weren't selling it to anybody. So they went right to making hand sanitizers. And one morning I called Mike Forsyth early in the morning and I said, gosh, how's it going? He goes, well, yeah, I was up all night making the hand sanitizer. He goes, now I'm delivering it to local police departments and hospitals.
Oh, how great.
These are the kinds of people that are really behind this distillery.
That might be how they came to our attention. I don't remember. That might have been at that time. that we said, well, we want to talk to these kids. This is amazing. They pivoted immediately to help everybody with the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. And not to mention, their product is outstanding. I'm not a big drinker, but a lot of people in my family love cocktails, and they just wouldn't think of making it with anything else. And this Blue Roar, I think it's hilarious that they came out with this fabulous release, and they made a ton of it. But because their products are so well respected, they're sold out. But it doesn't mean you can't go to the distillery or to the tasting room and have a really great time this weekend.
Trust me, they'll have plenty of really excellent material to drink.
Yep.
Product, even if they don't have that one anymore. Now they know to make even more of it. And it's perfect for the Lions, obviously, with the color. A quick note while I have you and we have time. You and I have been in the business long enough to remember Terry Anderson. In fact, he was the good reporter for the Associated Press. He was held captive for nearly 7 years in Lebanon, beginning in 1985. When he got out, I had him on my radio show. It must have been while I was in Philadelphia. And he was quite an interesting guy, deeply committed to an on-the-ground eyewitness reporting style. He demonstrated great bravery and resolve, both in his journalism and during his years held hostage, someone is quoted here as saying. And we were really appreciative of his sacrifices. And then coming on my show afterwards and talking to other people around the country about what was going on was very special. I'm sorry to say he has passed away at the age of 76. Do you ever remember talking to him?
I certainly remember his story, but I don't think I ever spoke to him directly, no.
I did that, and it had to be, given the timing, it had to be while I was either in New York, WABC, or in Philly at WWDB-FM Talk. I honestly can't tell you. But he passed from complications from recent heart surgery, we're told. But I'm sure people remember the name, Terry Anderson, because he was, you know, he was held captive for 7 years and finally got out. We talked earlier about the horrible birthday party crash from a apparently, allegedly, 66-year-old woman now facing charges of driving under the influence or drunk driving or whatever they call it now. But this was just a bad one nearby in our hometown of Monroe, Michigan. And there, everyone there is in our thoughts and prayers.
And there's a GoFundMe campaign underway for that family, by the way, Paul.
Over $100,000 so far. The mother, two children in the family dead, a third child injured, and the mother injured. And I can't get this information while I'm on the air, but I swear I heard that somebody is, Rupp Funeral Home or somebody is picking up the tab for the funeral. We continue, WJR.